Well, today we have a guest joining us from Lutheran Services in Iowa. Shelby Nelson is with us this morning. May is National Foster Care Month, and we want to talk about the continuing need and what the process is like for folks who might have an interest. Shelby, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, just fine. Thank you very much. But life is good for a lot of us, but for some, life gets confusing at times, and that's where foster care kind of comes in.
Yes. Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about the need here in Western Iowa?
Yeah. So LSI, Foster Care and Adoption, recruits and supports foster and adoptive families in 30 counties across Western Iowa. So up north, we do Lyon, Osceola, Dickinson, Emmett counties, clear down to Fremont, Page, and Taylor. Foster care is supporting an entire family unit. And it's just helping Iowa families to overcome their past and build stronger, healthier home environments for the children. Western Iowa does have an urgent need for more foster families. In particular, homes are needed for sibling groups and teenagers. When a foster home is not available for a child in need of immediate placement, they are often sent to emergency shelters until a foster family is found. With several emergency shelters across Iowa closing, there's even a more pressing need to find safe temporary homes for children who need them. That's why it's very important for us to recruit families across every county in Western Iowa, as it is very important to us to keep children in their communities when they are placed in foster care.
Yeah, we talk about the need for foster care families to step up, but would we be surprised at the number of children here in the Western Iowa region that need the assistance?
We do have a big need. In 2020, we were referred 538 children into the Western Iowa. So we do have a huge need for foster families, as we do have a lot in shelters. And in just emergency placements right now.
And I assume all of these situations are a little bit different when kids need the foster care.
Yep. They all can be different, categorized and like that.
Yeah. Well, let's go at a different angle here, too. Let's talk a little bit about, we're talking about the need for foster care. So we need folks to step up. We need folks to open up their homes, to be willing to be a part of the program and be a part of young people's lives at a time when they so desperately need someone to step up and care. So what's all involved? If someone would be interested at all in being involved in the foster care program from a provider's standpoint, mm-hmm. what would be involved? What would be the first steps?
The first step would to be visit our lsi.org/foster website. There's a whole bunch of different things where you can learn more about how to become a foster parent, different pages that give you more knowledge, things like that. We have a lot of our families who want to become foster parents go on that website and fill out our inquiry form. Once you fill all those and that questionnaire out, then that does be on our page, and we'll give you a contact and kind of help them go through the process a little bit more.
Is there training involved?
Yes. So once they're interested and we get that inquiry form, we do get them set up for a first informative session. It is a one-night class that just gives families or individuals more information about the process, kind of how it works, things like that, requirements. Once they do complete that first initial webinar, then and they're still wanting to proceed forward, then they will do a 10-week training class, and those are in person. They are one night per 10 weeks, and it just goes through a lot of trauma-informed care, those types of trainings, just to give foster parents more knowledge.
I guess, Shelby, this is kind of a wacky question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are foster parents really any different, outside of the biology part, than the children's actual parents? Are they expected to kind of provide the same thing that their parents do?
Yeah, so for foster parents is one of the requirements to work with the birth families whenever possible. It is our job to heal the whole family, not just the child in foster care. And families who do become licensed can be, there are no typical foster parents. They just have to be at least 21 years of age. We do recruit foster parents, all walks of life. We do need all different kind of culture, ethnicity, sexual orientations, to be matchable for these children coming in.
Shelby, what's the largest hurdle that you have to overcome when trying to recruit folks to be foster parents?
I think the biggest hurdle is recruiting for those older teens. I think that's kind of been the biggest struggle, as well as siblings. We do sometimes have siblings come in a group of four or five, so it is hard to keep four or five children together. Of course, that is our main goal, but that doesn't always happen. So I think those would be the two hurdles that we're currently facing.
Yeah. And I suppose you get a lot of these types of questions too, but becoming a foster parent, bringing someone new into your home for a period of time, does that mean your expenses, your costs go up? Are you expected to cover those costs as a foster parent?
Yeah, so foster parents get reimbursed up to 60% each month. It always just depends on the child, if they have any specific needs, behavioral needs, anything like that. But foster parents do get paid up to 60% of expenses each month. And I know that they can be eligible for like SNAP benefits, WIC benefits, things like that.
Okay, so there are some opportunities out there to help get some of those expenses covered. You know, that things never get less expensive. So if you're
right,
going to get into that program, I suppose these are some of the early questions that get asked when you have training sessions.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, okay.
We talk a lot about that during our initial session.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure a lot more questions. You've got a lot of FAQs that'll get taken care of at that time, too. Well, mm-hmm. For folks who are interested in something like this and they're thinking about, well, we're talking about Western Iowa here, is the goal to try to keep children who need foster care as close to home as possible?
Yep, that is our biggest goal. Our biggest goal is to keep them in their same community, and that it can be very hard at times. So that's why it is very important for us to recruit in all 30 counties we serve. As we do have children coming in from every county.
Is it harder or easier maybe in some of the rural areas to recruit foster families than it would be in some of the more urban areas?
It is a little bit harder. But I think also recruiting in a smaller town is also more beneficial. A lot of people get the word. But I think also they're pretty equal with recruitment.
Sure, sure. And I suppose when folks enter into the foster care program as providers, that they probably have a support system behind them. I mean, parents, for example, are always going to be kind of, you know, they're providers in a lot of different ways, and that includes, psychological. You know, we're working with our children to make them better, mm-hmm. to make them understand certain situations and things. And in a foster care situation, sometimes you may not be able to answer all the questions, but do you have a network of folks behind you to back you up?
Oh, yes. We do have our current foster families. They're a really, really big support for us. They are our biggest recruiter, actually. A lot of our current foster parents kind of speak out in the public, give their experiences, as well as we do have support caseworkers that are assigned to each family once they are licensed, and as well as any help with the services that foster care providers are eligible for.
And I've heard from some foster care parents who've done this for a lot of years. It's really like expanding their own families. In some cases, they keep in touch with some of these youngsters when they're no longer youngsters.
Oh, yes, it does happen quite a lot. And I think it's awesome that they keep connected with these kids. And we do have a lot of awesome foster families, and so we're really thankful for that.
Is that one of the myths about foster care children, is that they may have come from some tough situations, and sometimes people just associate that with the kids might be tough to deal with, but that might not always be the case?
Right, yep. Again, every situation's different, so...
You bet, and our job is to help point them in the right direction, give them a safe place to be.
Yes, exactly. exactly. Very good.
All right. Well, you mentioned the online opportunity there too. If someone might be considering being a part of the foster care program, go online to get that process started? Okay. And the web address is lsiowa.org, correct?
Yes. Yep. And once they complete the inquiry form, then we will contact them to get the steps rolling.
Okay. Very good. And you can also find them on Facebook. Lots of ways that you can find out more information if you might have interest. Month of May is National Foster Care Month. There is always the need. It never goes away. And if you can be part of the solution, you'll get some folks that will thank you forever. Shelby, thank you so much. Appreciate the time here this morning. Best of luck.
Yes. Thank you, Jen. Thank you for letting me on here.